your views, your news, your Limerick Today with Joe Nesh on Live 95.
Now we enjoy our musicals on Limerick Today. I'm prevented from singing for a very good reason on the show by our producer, indeed by popular demand. But we have somebody here who will be able to sing for far, far better than I could in just a moment, because Limerick Musical Society is bringing Oliver to the Lime Tree Theatre this month from the 11th to the 13th of April. A musical adaptation of Charles Dickens' novel Oliver Twist. Oliver follows a young boy as he escapes his orphanage to become a pickpocket. And joining me in the studio to tell us more, we have Fergal Moore, who's a committee member of Limerick Musical Society. It's Chair Emma Moore, and Laura Hennebury is with us, and she plays Nancy in Oliver. And you're very welcome. Good morning.
Thanks very much.
Are you all very excited?
Absolutely.
By what's about to happen?
Hugely excited.
Absolutely. And I presume I have three examples here, but there's loads of you involved, right, in Oliver?
Absolutely. We've a cast of 116, which is a first for Limerick Musical Society to have a cast of so many. So we have 56 children involved, which is absolutely wonderful. And they're so, so talented. And we've an adult cast then of 60, including our principal. So it's an amazing production to have so many people involved.
OK, 56 children and all those adults, Fergal. How's that for managerial expectation?
Well, Joe, I'm not on stage this year. I'm a committee member, but I have had the privilege this week of being at rehearsals, and I'm absolutely astounded by the whole lot of them. They're amazing. Between the children and the adults, it just sounds fabulous. It's a new reworking of the music that everyone is very familiar with in Oliver, and it's just stunning. And last night I had a chance to have a look at our set, and it's something that I'm really proud of as a committee member with LMS. It's very much homegrown. Our production manager, Jacinta Flourish, and our committee member, along with Brendan Coleman and Tom Lynch, our set designer, have designed this absolutely amazing set that everyone will see in the Lime Tree next week. And that combined with our wonderful cast, it's going to be an absolutely spectacular show.
It is a massive voluntary effort, this, isn't it, Emma?
It is a massive voluntary effort. It really is. So the committee are all voluntary. So Fergal here beside me, there's myself, and then the other committee members. So Fergal mentioned Jacinta, Brendan Coleman, who's our stage manager and overseeing the set construction, Michael Moore, Brian Quinlevin, Suzanne Hickey, Lauren Francis, Patricia Hagney, and then our president is John B. Ryan and vice president is Jerry Ryan. And that's just the committee. But beyond that, Tom Lynch is involved in set construction. We've Laurent Cockerell, who's involved in developing and building the set with him. All voluntary. Everyone involved. Sponsorship is huge for us. Like, despite the fact that it's voluntary, there is a massive cost goes into producing and staging a show like this. So we very much rely on our sponsors. And we're very grateful. Our main sponsor, Castle Troy Park Hotel, is back with us again this year. And our other key sponsors are Dairy Gold and Regeneron. And only for them, we wouldn't be able to stage something like this, despite the massive volunteer effort that goes into it.
Yeah, it's a big, big show, Oliver. It's happening at the Lime Tree Theatre. And Laura, how are you feeling with a week or so to go?
Yeah, feeling good. Yeah, can't wait now. Ready to rock. It's a great part. I suppose it's a part that I've seen played by numerous people over the years locally, and that. So I'm very privileged to be playing the part myself now next week. So really, really looking forward to it. There's been a lot of work put into it. Our production team, Aoife McLafferty, our director, Shane Farrell, our musical director, and Amanda then is our choreographer. So we there's a huge amount of work that has gone into it. So we're well prepped for it.
Who is Nancy? The character.
Yeah. So Nancy, I suppose, is associated with Fagin and very much associated with Bill Sykes. So I suppose Nancy has grown up very much in that Fagin's gang, and I suppose the way of life of where we pick a pocket or two. So I suppose, you know, she's had a tough life, but she's a very soft character behind it all. I suppose tough exterior, maybe, but soft on the inside. So she tries to help Oliver out. You know, she doesn't have a great ending, but we won't give too much away. But she's some great numbers along the way. Papa, As Long As He Needs Me. So she's a great, great, great character.
Give us a little flavour then. of what people can expect on stage at the Lime Tree Theatre with Oliver and Limerick Musical Society next week.
Perfect. So I'm just going to take you halfway through the song, As Long As He Needs Me. He doesn't act the way he should. He doesn't say the things he should. But all the same, I'll play this game his way. As long as he needs me, I know where I must be. I'll cling on steadfastly. As long as he needs me, as long as life is long, I'll love him, right or wrong, and somehow I'll be strong. As long as he needs me. If you are lonely, then you will know. When someone needs you, you love them so. I won't betray his trust, though people say I must. I've got to stay true just as long as he needs me.
Oh, fantastic! Live! 11 o'clock hour on a Thursday. That's pretty impressive. Laura Henenbury playing Nancy there in Oliver, Limerick Musical Society at the Lime Tree Theatre. And I suppose the point, Emma Moore, is that that reminds us of how beloved this is, but also the big challenge, isn't it?
Absolutely. It really is. And look, as Fergal said, it's a new orchestration, it's a new vocalisation. And that's just a small inkling into the incredible talent that you'll see on stage. Like Laura as Nancy doing a phenomenal job, but equally all the other leads, the children doing a phenomenal job.
Right.
Real treat.
And the Lime Tree is super, isn't it? It's just a great theatre for this sort of production.
Yes, it's a gorgeous venue. Yeah, we're delighted to be there this year. And I suppose it represents a new challenge for us as well. It's our first time in the Lime Tree, so we're really looking forward to being there. I was about to say, it is next week.
It is next week.
Next week, we're going to be in the Lime Tree.
Is he?
Which is kind of shocking.
It kind of creeps up into an Easter.
Well, we're going to be there.
So. You're going to be there. And as they might say outside Croke Park, buying or selling tickets, what's the story?
Nearly sold out. So anybody who wants to get one of the last few remaining tickets, don't sit on it, is what I'd say. So we have Thursday evening at 7:30. Friday evening at 7:30, we have a matinee on Saturday at 2:30 and a Saturday evening performance at 7:30 again. So, like I said, very nearly sold out. So now is the last opportunity. So jump on the Lime Tree Theatre website.
And it is a good point, isn't it, that you have to keep this going over a number of days. You know, opening night, way! Closing night, way! But there are things, other shows that need to be performed in between.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's important to keep that momentum for all the shows, you know, be it a night performance or a matinee. Everyone deserves, I suppose, both on and off stage, everyone deserves, you know, a great performance, each performance. And we will. We're ready.
And one other point, is it a show for the whole family?
It is a show for the whole family, absolutely. Without a shadow of a doubt, like by virtue of the fact even that there are so many children involved, in its own right is testament to how much of a family show this is. So by all means, bring the whole family along, and you're in for something special, as Fergal said, from the set through to the cast, and everything in between. Like, our set is nearly all recycled from last year, which in its own right is special. You know, we're very much about keeping it local, keeping it Limerick, keeping it sustainable. So bring the whole family along for a great day out.
All right. Fantastic. Well, listen, we should all be so proud of our arts and creative talent in Limerick, including, of course, Limerick Music Society, bringing Oliver to the Lime Tree Theatre from the 11th to the 13th of April. And thank you very much to Emma Moore, to Fergal Moore, and to Laura Henenbury. And the very best of luck next week.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Thanks a million. Your views, your news, your Limerick Today with Joe Nesh on Live 95.